This is the Sakar Murli of 14th of March 2026. Essence, sweet children, the One Father is the number one actor, and his act is to purify the impure. No one else can act like the Father. Question. The yoga of sannyasis is physical. How does the Father teach you spiritual yoga? Answer. Sannyasis teach you to have yoga with the Brahm element. However, that is a place of residence and it is physical yoga. The elements are not said to be the Supreme. You children have yoga with the Supreme Spirit, and this is why your yoga is spiritual. Only the Father can teach you this yoga. No one else can teach it, because only He is your spiritual Father. Song. You are the ocean of love. We thirst for one drop. Om Shanti. Children, many people say Om Shanti. That is, they give the introduction of themselves, souls. But they themselves are not able to understand that. They have made up many meanings for the term Om Shanti. Some say that Om means God. But no, it is the soul that says Om Shanti. The original religion of oneself, a soul, is peace. This is why it is said, I, a soul, am an embodiment of peace. This is my body through which I act. It is so easy. In fact, even the Father says Om Shanti. However, because I am the Father of everyone, because I am the seed, I know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the Kalpa tree, the tree of creation. When you see a tree, you can understand its beginning, middle, and end. That seed is non-living. The Father explains, this is the Kalpa tree, and you cannot know its beginning, middle, or end. I know it. I am called the ocean of knowledge. I sit here and explain to you, children, the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end. This is a play, and it is called the drama, and you are the actors in it. The Father says, I too am an actor. Children say, O Baba, purifier, become an actor and come here. Come and purify the impure. The Father says, I am now acting. My part is only at this confluence age. I don't have a body of my own. I am acting through this body. My name is Shiva. He only explains to his children. There cannot be a school of monkeys or animals. However, the Father says, because human beings have the five vices, their faces are like those of human beings, but their activity is like that of monkeys. The Father explains to you, children, all call themselves impure, but they don't know who makes them impure, or who then comes and purifies them. Who is the purifier to whom they call out? They don't understand anything. They don't understand that they are all actors. I, a soul, take this costume and play a part. Souls come from the supreme abode and play their parts. This whole play is based on Bharat. Bharat was pure. Who made Bharat impure? Ravan. They sing that there used to be the kingdom of Ravan over Lanka. The Father takes you into the unlimited. O children, this whole world is an unlimited Lanka, island. That Lanka is a limited Lanka. There is the kingdom of Ravan over this unlimited island. At first it was the kingdom of Rama, and now it is the kingdom of Ravan. Children ask, Baba, where is the kingdom of God, Rama? The Father replies, children, It existed here, and everyone wants it again. You people of Bharat belonged to the original, eternal deity religion, not the Hindu religion. Sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, at first only you were there in Bharat. Who gave you that kingdom of the golden age? It was definitely Heavenly God the Father who gave you your inheritance. The Father explains that so many have been converted to other religions. When there was the kingdom of the Muslims here, they converted so many into Muslims. When there was the kingdom of Christians here, so many were made into Christians. The Buddhists didn't even have a kingdom here, and yet so many became Buddhists. They converted to that religion. It is only when the original, eternal deity religion has disappeared that it can be established once again. The Father tells you people of Bharat, sweetest children, you all belonged to the original, eternal deity religion. You took 84 births. You went into the Brahmin, deity and warrior clans. You have now come into the Brahmin clan in order to go into the deity clan. They sing salutations to the Brahmins who are to become deities. They first mention the name of Brahmins. It was Brahmins who made Bharat into heaven. This is the ancient yoga of Bharat. The Raja Yoga that existed earlier is mentioned in the Gita. Who taught the yoga of the Gita? The people of Bharat have forgotten that. The Father explains, children, I taught you this yoga. This is spiritual yoga. All other yogas are physical. Sannyasis teach physical yoga, or how to have yoga with the Brahm element. That is wrong. The element of Brahm is a place of residence. That is not the Supreme Spirit. They have forgotten the Father. You also forgot him. You forgot your own religion. This too is fixed in the drama. There was no yoga abroad. Hatha Yoga and Raj Yoga exist here. Sannyasis of the path of isolation cannot teach you Raja Yoga. Only those who know it can teach it. Sannyasis even let go of their kingdoms. There is the example of King Gopichand. He renounced his kingdom and went off into the forest. There is a story about him. Sannyasis make you renounce a kingdom. So how can they teach Raja Yoga? At present, the whole tree has reached a state of total decay. It is now about to fall. When a tree reaches a state of total decay, it is eventually felled. In the same way, this human world tree is also Tamopradan. There is no strength left in it. It will definitely be destroyed. Before that happens, the original, eternal deity religion has to be established here. No one in the Golden Age is in the state of degradation. People go abroad and teach yoga, but that is Hatha Yoga. There is none of this knowledge in that. There are many types of Hatha Yoga. This is Raja Yoga. It is called spiritual yoga. All the others are physical yoga. Human beings teach human beings that yoga. The Father explains to you children, only once do I teach you this Raja Yoga. No one else can ever teach it to you. The spiritual father teaches you spiritual children, constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be erased. Hatha yogis can never say this. The father explains to souls, this is something new. The father is now making you soul conscious. The father doesn't have a body. He enters this one's body and changes his name because he has died alive. When householders become sannyasis, they die alive. They leave the household ashram and go onto the path of isolation. When you die alive, your name also changes. In the beginning, names were given to everyone. Some of them who were amazed while listening to this knowledge and who related it to others, then left and went away. The giving of names stopped. This is why the father says, if I give them names and they then run away, that is useless. The names of those who came at the beginning were very entertaining. Now they are not given such names. Names would be given to those who have remained here permanently. Many were given names, but they then divorced the father and left. This is why names are no longer changed. The father explains, this knowledge will also sit in the intellects of Christians. They will understand that only the incorporeal father came and taught you the yoga of Bharat. Only by remembering the father will your sins be burnt away. Then we will return home. Those who belonged to this religion and who were then converted will come and stay here. You understand that human beings cannot grant salvation to human beings. This Dada too is a human being. I cannot grant anyone salvation. That Baba teaches us that it is only by having remembrance of the Father that we can receive salvation. The Father says, children, O souls, have yoga with me, and your sins will be absolved. At first you were pure and golden-aged, and then alloy became mixed in you. Deities who were at first 24-karat gold have now reached the Iron Age. You have to study this yoga every cycle. You understand that some of you know everything and others know less. Some just come to see what is being taught here. They think, there are so many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, there must definitely be Prajapita Brahma, and very many have become his children. There must definitely be something there, and so let's go and ask them, what do you receive from Prajapita Brahma? This should be asked, but none of them has even this much of an intellect. For Bharat in particular, it is said, those who had stone intellects became those with divine intellects, and those with divine intellects became those with stone intellects. In the golden and silver ages, you had divine intellects and were golden-aged, and then in the silver age, they decreased by 2 degrees. It was because they failed that there is the name Moon Dynasty. This is also a school. Those who receive less than 33% marks fail. Rama, Sita and their dynasty are not complete, and this is why they cannot become those of the Sun Dynasty. Some will fail because the examination is very high. Earlier the government had the important ICS examination. Not everyone could study for that. Only a handful out of many will emerge. If someone wants to become a Sun Dynasty emperor or empress, a lot of effort is required for that. Mama and Baba are also studying according to Srimat. They study and claim number one. Then those who follow the mother and father will sit on their throne. There is the dynasty of 8 in the Sun Dynasty, just as there was Edward I, Edward II. You have a lot of connection with the Christians. The Christian clan swallowed the kingdom of Barrett. They took limitless wealth from Barrett. Therefore, just think how much limitless wealth there will be in the Golden Age. Compared to that, what exists here is nothing. All the mines will be full there. The mines of everything have now become empty. The cycle will repeat again, and so all the mines will become full again. Sweetest children, you are now conquering Ravan and claiming your kingdom. Then, after half a cycle, Ravan will come and you will lose your kingdom. You people of Barrett have now become like shells. I made you become like diamonds, and Ravan made you become like shells. People don't understand when Ravan came or why they burn an effigy of him. They say that Ravan has existed since the beginning of time. The father explains, the kingdom of Ravan begins after half of each cycle. Because they became vicious, they can no longer call themselves deities. In fact, you belonged to the deity religion. No one else can experience as much happiness as you. It is you who become the poorest too. The expansion of the other religions takes place later. When Christ came, there were very few at the beginning. It is only when there are many of them that they can rule a kingdom. You receive your kingdom first. All of these things are matters of this knowledge. The Father says, O souls, remember me, your Father. You have been body conscious for half the cycle. Now become soul conscious. You repeatedly forget this because rust has been accumulating on you for half the cycle. At this time you are Brahmins, the top knot. You are the highest of all. Sannyasis have yoga with the Brahm element, but their sins are not absolved through that. Everyone definitely has to pass through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. No one can return home. When everyone becomes Tamo Pradhan, the Father comes and makes everyone Sato Pradhan. That is, everyone's light is ignited. Each soul has received his own part. You are hero and heroine actors. You people of Barrett are the highest of all, because you claim the kingdom and then lose it. No one else receives a kingdom like this. They take the kingdoms with physical power. Baba has explained that those who were the masters of the world will become that again. No one but the Father can teach you true Raja Yoga. The yoga that people teach is inaccurate yoga. Not a single one can return home. It is now the end. Everyone is to be liberated from sorrow, and they will then come down number-wise. Happiness will be experienced first, and then sorrow will be experienced. All of these matters have to be understood. It is said, let your hands do the work, while your heart remembers the Father. Continue to do your work and connect your intellects in yoga to the Father. You souls are lovers of the One Beloved. That Beloved has now come. He makes all of you brides beautiful and takes you back home. He is the unlimited bridegroom of the unlimited brides. He says, I will take everyone back home. You will then claim your status number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You may live at home with your families and look after your children. O souls, let your hearts be directed to the Father. Continue to practice this remembrance. You children understand that you are now to become residents of heaven. By remembering the Father, You students should have a lot of happiness. This is very easy. According to the drama, you show the path to everyone. There is no need to debate this with anyone. All of this knowledge is now in your intellects. When human beings recover from a disease, people congratulate them. Here the whole world is diseased. In a short time, there will be cries of victory. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Become true lovers. Continue to work with your hands and let your intellects practice remembering the beloved. Maintain the happiness that you are becoming residents of heaven by having remembrance of the Father. 2. In order to be seated on the throne in the Sun Dynasty, completely follow the Mother and Father. Become as knowledgeful as the Father and show everyone the path. Blessing. May you be Bapdada's helpers and be seated on the heart throne by adopting a crown and a tilak. When someone is seated on a throne, a tilak and a crown are the signs of that. Similarly, those who are seated on the heart throne always have a tilak of the soul conscious stage visibly sparkling on their foreheads. It can be seen from afar. The benevolent good wishes for all souls are visible in their eyes and on their faces. Their every thought, word and action are equal to those of the Father. Slogan. In order to make your sanskars easy for easy remembrance, imbibe the virtue of easiness. Abhyakt signal. Make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. The foundation of victory is faith. If the foundation is strong, the building cannot shake. You remain carefree. However, it isn't faith in just the Father, but you have to have faith in yourself and also in the drama. Wa drama wa. Where you have faith in the drama, anything that is not beneficial will become beneficial. Om Shanti. Om.